With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump is out of the hospital in Pennsylvania and recovering after an assassination attempt on his life at a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, Saturday afternoon. Correspondent Greg Cluxton has more from Milwaukee.
A political rally turned into a chaotic crime scene when Trump was shot just a few minutes into his speech. Blood could be seen on the former president's face as he was rushed away by Secret Service officers. The gunman was shot and killed by authorities. In a statement on social media, Trump wrote that he was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of his right ear. Trump extended condolences to the family of the deceased spectator and the other attendee who was injured. He closed his statement by saying, "God bless America." Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
A few short minutes into the campaign rally, thousands of rallygoers moved as one, dropping down two as silence spread across the field. Moments later, as agents tried to usher the former president offstage, as blood trickled from his ear, Trump yelled at them to wait. He pumped his fist as the crowd cheered, seemed to mouth the word "fight" as agents hustled him into a waiting black SUV. Trump pumped his fist one more time before getting inside. President Biden has delivered brief remarks to the nation to condemn the shooting in Butler, Pennsylvania.
There's no place in America for this kind of violence. It's sick. It's sick. It's one of the reasons why we have to unite this country. We cannot allow for this to be happening. We cannot be like this. We cannot condone this.
Also at SRNnews.com, treason cases were once rare in Russia, a handful each year, but they, along with espionage prosecutions, have skyrocketed since the invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago. The crackdown is ensnaring Russians and foreigners alike, regardless of their political views. Victims include Kremlin critics, independent journalists, and veteran scientists, along with others. This is SRN News. There is no compromise on abortion. SRN's Michael Harrington.
That's the issue that most Americans believe the two parties are the farthest apart on. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 42% of respondents say there is no common ground between Republicans and Democrats on abortion. Another 38% say there might be a little room for compromise, but not much. Amongst registered voters, both Republicans and Democrats agree there is virtually no common ground on abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Hampshire Department of Education has restored a teacher's credentials days after she sued, alleging officials had misrepresented her involvement in a student's abortion. The teacher did not contact her firing from a private school last fall, but sued the education department to a top officials over the revocation of her teacher's license. The teacher was accused of circumventing the state's parental notification law, but she claims the law did not apply. This is SRN News. Again, recapping, former President Donald Trump leaving a hospital in Pennsylvania and recovering after an assassination attempt on his life. The campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, Saturday afternoon. President Biden says political violence in America is not appropriate. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
The president said the Trump rally should have been a peaceful event.
The idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate. Everybody must condemn it. Everybody.
He described this kind of violence as sick. Mr. Biden, who thanked the Secret Service and law enforcement officials, said it appears that Trump is doing well.
Again, White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. President Biden did speak with former President Trump later in the day or the evening. The Republican National Convention scheduled to be planned, and former President Trump still scheduled to be there, as well as announcing his pick for vice president. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.